6. Geography.
Good day, everyone. Today we're going to be looking at some of the effects the moon has on our lives. Can anyone tell me one such effect?
Well, I've heard that full moons make people do crazy things.
Yes, I've heard that too. Some statistics support that idea, but other studies refute it. In any case, you can debate that more in your psychology classes, but this is geography, so what physical effect does the moon have on our planet?
Oh, okay then. Well, how about the tides? The moon's gravitational pull causes the tides, right?
Right you are. That's the information I was looking for. Thank you. So, we know the moon causes tidal movement in the oceans, but can the moon cause rain? Do the moon and sun create tidal effects in the atmosphere as well as the oceans? In the past century, an air tide, or rather a kind of shifting of the atmosphere, is being recognized. That specifically is what we're going to discuss today. As always, you're more than welcome to ask any questions you have as we go along. The possibility of gravitational tides in the Earth's atmosphere was first suggested by Sir Isaac Newton. Newton is most famous for what discovery? Anyone?
Wasn't he the gravity guy?
The gravity guy? Yes, I think you could say that. Newton was the first person to describe the force of gravity. Now, he came up with this theory on atmospheric tides while developing an explanation for ocean tides. Since 1918, scientists have been measuring air tides in the Northern Hemisphere, and although the changes in air pressure are small, their effects are not. Studies have shown that more cloudiness, rainfall, and storms are generated during certain lunar phases, such as the full moon. In fact, even before Newton set down his theories on tides, people were aware that lunar phases corresponded with the rise and fall of the ocean tides. More recently, we have found that the moon is even able to cause deformations in the solid crust of the Earth. So, much in the same way the moon affects tidal movement in certain ways, it also pulls on the Earth's crust as well, causing it to move too. Yes, amazing, isn't it? The ground we walk on every day isn't necessarily as solid as it seems. Yes, there in the blue sweater.
The textbook mentions that the moon can cause an atmospheric tide and that it can create changes in air pressure. Is this an air tide? And is it true that these changes in air pressure can cause hurricanes?
As I was saying earlier, studies have shown an increase in storms corresponding to certain lunar phases. While we cannot yet explain this in full, it does appear that the moon has an influence on the weather. Whether they directly cause hurricanes or not, well, we'll have to wait for further research to determine that with any certainty, I'm afraid. Let's look more at what happens during a full moon, though. Researchers at the University of Arizona discovered that at the time of a full moon, the temperature of the lower 4 miles of the Earth's atmosphere increases by a few hundredths of a degree. Now, a few hundredths of a degree may not sound like much to you, and you probably couldn't feel the difference yourselves, but it is significant. These researchers suggest that the moon warms our atmosphere in two ways. First, the moon's surface is heated by the sun and radiates thermal energy at the Earth. This energy is much less intense than the energy we get directly from the sun, but it is supplemented by a second phenomenon. The moon, of course, mirrors or reflects sunlight at the dark or night side of the Earth. However, the mirror effect is relatively slight because it reflects just 10% of the light of the sun. Nonetheless, as you all have experienced, I'm sure that 10% is quite significant when compared to the 0% reflected during a new moon. The difference is night and day, so to speak, if you'll forgive the pun. Anyhow, what I want you to take away from today's lecture is the fact that the moon can affect our weather. While we still have much to learn, we may well be justified in blaming the moon for a rainy day.
Number 1. What is the talk mainly about? Number 2. Why does the professor say this?
Some statistics support that idea, but other studies refute it. In any case, you can debate that more in your psychology classes.
Number 3. According to the professor, why is the Earth's atmosphere slightly warmer during a full moon? Number 4. Listen again to part of the lecture. Then answer the question.
While we still have much to learn, we may well be justified in blaming the moon for a rainy day.
What does the professor imply about full moons affecting human behavior?